Listening Library presents Bless the Beasts and Children by Glendon Swarthout. Read for you by Scott Brick.
But where is the boy who looks after the sheep? He's under the haystack, fast asleep. Will you wake him? No, not I. For if I do, he'll be sure to cry. For Miles, who was there and told me. Introduction. Bless the Beasts and Children was conceived at the tail end of one of this country's most tumultuous decades, the 1960s, when Americans both young and old were ruthlessly and publicly re-examining our national ideals about war, patriotism, public service, and social responsibility. Privately, our social fabric was also starting to tear at the seams. America's traditional nuclear families were under bombardment by radical social philosophers espousing such explosive concepts as open marriage and free love. We faced public protests over virtually every important issue during those chaotic years, from international geopolitics right down to banning books from public school libraries. Glendon Swarthout's Bless the Beasts and Children reflected this social upheaval in America. Glendon once wrote that Bless the Beasts was a book about bedeviled boys and great ungovernable animals, and no man, I thought, could gentle them to his will. It had two larger themes, that all living things are kin, and that by freeing others, we free ourselves. As an allegory, the book can be appreciated on many levels, as each reader finds within it themes and characters and incidents and behaviors to which he or she can relate. From readers around the world, Glendon received more than 500 letters and phone calls thanking him for writing Bless the Beasts and asking questions about its origins and meaning. Glendon, as a college English professor of long standing.